What'd you do with a big gold butthole? What'd you do with a big old butthole?
You say, what would you do with a big old butthole?
No. That'd be weird. Yarr.
Wait. I want to get your name, and I don't know if maybe Bridget fixed it. No, I just have it as Clyde. What's your full name?
Adric.
A-D-R-I-C. Okay.
Fitz, F-I-T-Z. And then Clyde.
Is it one word?
No.
I didn't have that written.
Hyphenated?
Down. No.
All right.
So your middle name is Fitz?
Yes. That's why I'm Captain Clyde and not Captain Fitz Clyde.
Well, Captain Fitz Clyde does not instill fear.
You got that right, but, you know, Clyde does.
You know, I'd be more scared of Captain Fitz Clyde than Clyde.
Well, I'm Captain Clyde the Ghost Pirate, so, I mean, it's got a moniker that goes with it, you know.
It's got a whole thing. It's got an attitude.
It's got an attitude, you know. Plus, you know, Adric Fitz Clyde as a whole is very, very eloquent and very, that's how I get in high society was with that fantastic.
It wasn't how you got on the boat.
Yeah, well, that was when I was Captain Clyde, the ghost pirate, and it worked for a little bit. And then it didn't.
It mostly did not.
I don't know. It's arguable.
Yeah, we got somewhere, you know. You know, lessons were learned along the way. Laughs were had, I think.
Someone laughed.
Yeah.
You could definitely say you live, laughed, and loved.
I haven't loved yet.
You didn't love that
myself.
Monkey?
I mean, not in the biblical sense.
Did you make love to the monkey?
I just said not in the biblical sense.
Did you spank the monkey?
I should have, as it was running away, but I didn't want to turn Dee Dee onto me. And I wanted. Is Dee Dee a female? Male? Did we establish that?
Dee Dee is a male.
Oh, okay.
He's a male chipmunk.
I did think I saw a Wang.
Sure.
Wang Day Noodle.
All right, I'm reading this newspaper article. All your Wednesday news. Oh, man. I hope you can keep this up forever.
Just start my own newspaper.
Yeah. And the random quote or tagline.
Ape shit on a ship.
It was not a radish. It was a rutabaga.
That's what it was. I couldn't remember, and I didn't have the strength to go and find out.
Yeah, I noticed that, but I wasn't going to say anything because I'm not that big of a dick.
That monkey picture is just missing his cigarette. I'll say that. And he's
That's
cigarette.
Why he's so sad.
That's true. That is true. That's a very sad monkey picture. The one with the big cigarette, he looked much more happier with his lot.
Look how much bad ass he's holding with that ant.
What? No, it's enough to tangle up a young ship boy.
Cabin boy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A cabin boy. Which we have not exactly defined as of yet.
No, but we know that Niels, what's the ghost butler's name again? Nils?
Neelix.
We know that Neelix was formerly a cabin boy. That has been entered into the canon.
Now he's a butler, which is a much better version of a cabin boy.
Is it?
Yes. I mean, he gets to wear a suit.
I don't think he gets to. I think you force him to.
How do you force a ghost to wear anything?
I don't know. How did you do it? You're the ghost whisperer.
I'm not going to answer that.
I tell you, it wasn't from compelling. You've done not great with that.
Trade secrets.
He did not listen to you.
Maybe the thing is, I wanted him to stay a cabin boy, and then he became a butler of his own free will. Maybe did you think of that? Maybe I wanted a cabin boy. What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's gone.
Fruit flies followed me home.
I'm never going to go to their airport.
just to remind everybody where you're at, you're in the belly of the ship, the bottom deck. Chuckles and Squish have their hands on the caviar cargo. The captain is in the aft. Oh no, I'm sorry. Whatever the front of the ship is, four of the ship.
Yeah.
Our captain, not the captain.
No, the captain. Sorry, Captain Clyde is in the fourth of the ship. Yes. There's still some crew locked up, and there's a monkey running around on the top in the middle ship. So.
Causing a ruckus.
He really needs a cigarette. He really needs a smoke.
He's having a Nick fit up there.
I'm just going to go the midship and screw some shit up.
All right, we're in the
lower deck. You crazy son of a bitch.
Okay, and the other people in here are distracted by ghosts. In the ropes, right?
Mostly goings on.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuckles.
That's me. You got it.
You read all the other boxes, right?
Yes. Radishes, tomatoes, potatoes, and potatoes.
Oh, they got potatoes too?
Yeah.
And we're taking this caviar?
It was unclear to me what she wanted. She did emphasize the caviar, so she could bring at least that back. But she could probably use all of the food. But we don't carry so much.
I'm just hoping that maybe there's some technology there for our mics,
Although you can make caviar? You can make a battery from a potato. I'm not sure you can make a walkie-talkie.
Well, walkie-talkies have to be powered by something. Why not a string of potatoes and onions?
You'll never get me onions.
So you're just basically thinking like,
there's one under your hat. I know exactly where it's at. If you had an actual onion under there.
Yeah, I would have been really impressed.
Yeah. Now it's gotta be a part of your cosplay.
Every time you tip your hat, take it off, there's an onion rolling around in your hat.
That would be so smelly.
But cool, though.
Some would say spicy.
No one would say that. No one should say that.
What was I doing last time when we were here? I got the ghost to scare him, and then what did I do?
Probably
you stood there.
I don't hit that. Okay, out of character, I'm not the same character as the other one. I've only run from one pipe.
Yes. However, I think you said that was part of your character personality earlier, that you would run away.
No, but like, it's not out of fear.
It's from a place of strength.
Yeah. You know, I've got better things to do than fight. You know, that's the hell.
Someday we might find out what they are.
Yeah. Until then, you best watch yourselves.
Respect me.
All right. What was I doing?
I think you're just commanding the ghosts.
No, I think I was hiding.
Were you fighting the ghosts?
I was hiding. I'm hiding behind this bed here, while also compelling my ghost to, like, you know, cause a ruckus. Just like
the ruckus is just him moving some ropes, right?
Yeah, some ropus. you know, he's causing a distinct ruckus, like in that movie, Apocalypse Now. You know, when they blow up shit.
Nope, right over my head. I haven't seen it.
Okay, Squish. Let's carry this up towards the front.
We'll leave it by the captain to hide behind.
Okay, and then let's figure out what we're going to do.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
All right, yeah. Just, I think we ought to run this by the captain.
Why?
I feel like he's a voting partner.
Have we established that?
What? hire one, you hire them all.
We did establish that, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's carry that box up to the front by the captain, and we tell the captain, hey, we got the caviar.
You got the fish eggs?
They're something else. They're Leviathan eggs.
Leviathan. Yeah, I thought it was like a whale.
Oh, yeah. Those are good ones. Them's good ones.
It's not a mammal.
They're good eggs.
It is not a mammal.
It can't.
What do you want me to do with my ghost sweeper over here?
Well, I mean, we should keep those guys distracted as long as possible, and I think we need to get out of here somehow. That's where the plan starts to get hazy to me.
Can I still compel that other ghost, the one that was like banging the door? Or can I only do one ghost at a time?
No, you can compel multiple ghosts. You do have to like re-roll for it, but yeah.
What if I tried to compelling that ghost like to I don't know, help us in some way? I don't know.
All right, compel him. What do you want him to do?
The plan fell apart in the planning phases.
The immediate phase. The right away phase.
Okay, so we need to get to the top of the boat and get off. I say we use that ghost to chase off any of the other members of the ship.
That's pretty broad. Okay.
Well, whatever.
Okay, well, try to... can you give him a specific action to do?
I'm going to pass the buck. What do you guys think? What do you guys want to do? I'm abandoning this point.
I do have one question that came up earlier that we never really... This is in character. That we never really got to. They said something about the captain being in the brig. What does that mean?
He's in jail.
Oh, is that what a brig is? Now
you're the cabin boy.
I'm new at this. So what? That doesn't make sense. Why would the captain be in the brig?
And they put the ship on lockdown. The Department of Preservation put the whole ship on lockdown. So they got the whole crew in the brig.
Where, Captain, you know boats. Are you familiar with this type of boat?
Oh, yes. It's definitely a schooner class.
Ah, schooner class. Where generally is the brig on a schooner class?
Down below.
Is it?
Should be nearby, actually. That should be. We should be. What floor are we on? I don't remember.
You are definitely in the bottom of the boat. You're in the lower deck.
Shouldn't that be where they're at? Or are they on the second level? Did we walk by them?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
So the captain is in the aft of the lower deck. The rest of the crew is in the midship in the forward section.
All right.
You did walk past them. Yeah.
We walked past the monkey and the ship or the crew apart?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's racist.
I didn't want you getting everyone at once, so I was like, I'll split them up.
Good call. Should we rescue the captain? Do you think he would be of help?
Well, I mean, him and the crew would probably be thankful, I would imagine.
But would they fight?
It'd be a mutiny.
I think it would be a mutiny. We could get a mutiny going. I mean, they're going to want their boat back, right? And their job was to get this food to, I assume, Roselle.
Is that her name? I've been calling her
Chef Roselle.
Yeah, the tiny, tiny little foreign lady. She's spicy.
Extra spicy.
Well, she doesn't smell spicy.
She's as spicy as an onion.
Yeah. But then we would have to walk by these guys and go bust them out. I mean, we could try bluffing by them again, or maybe if, Captain, you keep these Maybe that's what you could do. You could have that sweeper ghost give another like distraction.
I'm good at doing ghost distractions.
You've done one already.
I can do a couple more if you like.
Are there cannons on this boat?
There are cannons on the top deck.
Snap cannons?
Snap cannons?
Well, what are snap cannons?
What did you say?
I thought, did you say cat cannons or did you just...
No, I said cannons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hesitated in the word cannons.
A humanoid lion.
Let's not rehash that. Can you have your ghost like set off a cannon?
I don't see why not.
Maybe that would distract some people enough to get to the top floor or the top deck.
Where's the nearest cannon?
It's on the top deck.
AKA the poop deck.
So do we need to sneak past these guys first before? Because that was the whole point of me spooking these guys is to get up. Or do you just tell him to go up there and start blowing cannons and then hope they go up there?
So to get up there, these guys on the bottom deck would have to walk past you. The entrance to get up and down the ship, if you look, there's like this square little trap door.
Oh, that's up, not down.
Yeah, there's no... Well, it's up and down, but there's no more down. So it just goes up. It's a staircase that only goes up.
So it's one of those bi-directional stairways.
Right. Yeah. So it goes up, and then the midship, you know, you can go up one more, and then that's the top deck. And the cannons are in the top deck.
Do you think that would be a pretty good distraction?
Yeah. But they're going to walk past us, right?
Not if we're behind the hammocks.
I can hide behind a hammock. That's something definitely in my skill set.
So then he's best at is hiding in a hammock.
All so right, your plan is you're going to hide behind the hammocks, and then Captain Clyde is going to use his compelling ability to make a ghost go up to the top deck and start light a cannon.
And check on the monkey.
Yes.
So what do I roll to do all that? Is that just, you know, charisma?
Well, you would definitely, you would need to compel the ghost first. Or command the ghost, whichever.
Command him? All right.
Yeah.
Do I roll any modifiers for him for that? I have one die. I have one circle. Does that mean I add a die?
No, it means you just get one die to roll and you take the highest score. Do you want to use any objects or anything?
For what?
To help make your commanding more efficient.
I don't think so.
All right. Go ahead and roll then.
And then there's zero die?
No, you have one die.
Okay, sorry. All right. Success. Oh. Oh, partial success.
I thought you only had one.
Yeah, you should only have one.
You told me to add... I said zero die, and you said add one. And then you said you'd pick from the top.
Because you have one die. If you have zero die, it rolls, and you take the lowest. If you have one die, you just roll one die.
I'm confused.
So since you have, if you have one circle in command, you'll roll one dice. If you had zero in command, it would roll two, and then you take the... It's like a disadvantage.
I see. All right. Sorry.
So you just select command.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Four. All right. Well, you're able to... which ghost, are you commanding?
Probably the sweepy ghost.
All right. Go ahead. Tell me what you tell him.
Sweepy.
Sweepy, stops. He's, using his broom to... rustle the nuts, and he stops. He stares at you.
I need you to go up aloft and set off some cannons and check on the wee monkey.
And he looks at you and he points up.
Yes, up, up, cannons. Lots of noise. Monkey. Make sure he okay. Compel.
The ghost disappears into like a little green gas and you don't hear anything for quite a while. And then after a moment, you hear just this huge explosion. The whole boat rocks itself.
How do you like you that, lads?
Whoa!
There's screaming from up above. General shouts and yelling. And the ghost comes back down and he's like, I don't know about the monkey, but I may have set off a cannon on the ship and it may have backfired. And then the ghost disappears.
Wait,
hold so on. The ship.
Well, backfire is good.
No,
the monkey thing, the ape thing is a little disconcerting.
I guess I never thought to ask. What would he shoot?
Anything. It's a distraction.
He did, however, the cannon backfired, and by backfire, I mean it fell back onto the boat and definitely plunged a small hole into the boat. The boat is now about to sink.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's not sinking fast.
Where's the hole at? Where's the monkey at?
It and the monkey are both in the midship. The cannon fell and kind of blew a hole in the midship. So it is, you're starting to take on water, but it's definitely a slow drip.
My God.
Right.
So you can't linger, but you do need to leave.
Do the guards down here do anything?
Oh, they absolutely do. They rush. They hear the noise. Oh, what is that? They rush up. You guys are deciding to hide it behind the hammocks, right?
Yeah, hammock hiding.
Let's roll a group prowl, see how well you guys are hiding.
How do you do that?
Everyone just rolls prowl.
Even me.
All right. Okay. All right, looks like it's a five.
Five all around. The guards rush past you. One of them definitely sees you, but at this moment, the ship has just been completely rocked. They don't know what's happening, if they were hit by someone else or what. So they are going to ignore you for now. They know you're there, and they've rushed to the midship. The only one that still is down here is one other guy, and you see him. He is Lieutenant... Hold on, let me get his name right.
Lightfoot?
Lieutenant Lightfell.
Lightfell.
Can't read my hand.
Lightfell. I've been calling him something different every single time. I'm so glad nobody caught on. Lieutenant Lightfell.
I thought they were different people.
He's an old, burly guard. He is not shooken up in the slightest. He is the only thing now down here with you. Well, and the captain, but
Yar.
No, different captain.
Yar.
All right.
Let's rush him.
Let's just try to act cool and see if he stops us.
You just want to casually stroll by?
Yeah.
Yeah. Super casual, like.
All right. Yeah. After you, buddy.
And I walk by, and I'm going to nod at him and try to keep walking by, like a sailor's nod.
I'm going to follow.
Are you trying to convince him that you guys are all part of the ship?
Kind of, implicitly. I'm hoping he doesn't say anything as I continue to walk.
Bloody hell, boys, what was that? He sees you.
Oh, I don't know, but a simple cabin boy. Just cabining it up down here.
I raise my hand to backhand slap Chuckles and say, oh. Boy, cabin boy.
Ah.
Just show me where the leak is.
I don't. It's probably upstairs somehow.
I'm pretty sure we should check this deck out, too. See if there's anything.
Okay, might be over by the prisoners. Where are the prisoners, by the way? Do you know,
they're in
Lieutenant Lightfall?
I don't believe a goddamn thing you said. First off, none of you are wearing your military uniforms. None of you are in dress. You look like a bunch of slabs.
I walk around and I just wreck him.
Wait, can I suggest perhaps there's a flashback in which we did put on uniforms? But maybe they're not the right uniforms, but we put on some type of C uniform.
Can I suggest a flash forward where I wreck this guy?
Okay, then we can
let's do this. Tiger, go ahead and give me a single die roll, and if you succeed, you guys are wearing the right uniforms.
But if I fail, can we still be wearing uniforms?
Yeah, but they're not going to be the right ones.
Okay. So this is basically if we got lucky and picked the right color from the rack.
Well, in that flashback, while you were sneaking around, can we say that you saw a crate of uniforms?
No, this was I was assuming this is during our preparation.
Oh, okay.
When we came on the boat. And we were, you know, we knew we were going to have some kind of uniform because we were bluffing our way on.
Well, I was wearing my own uniform. I'm always dressed to impress.
Right. You will not take those off. You're like a 5-year-old in his Batman costume.
Yeah, in my red frock coat.
Yeah, whatever frock is.
You better frock and watch yourself.
Why did it I didn't see. I didn't see the roll.
I think you just hit zero die.
Oh.
Right, you're going to hit, just roll one
yeah,
die.
So if you hit that dice thing on the left, then just roll one.
But I had zero die.
Yeah. That'll always be a partial. Oh, that's good. Let's go back to the partial.
Uh-oh. All right.
Did you roll for yourself or did you roll for the captain?
No, I rolled for Juckles. But all right, can I say just narratively what happened with the uniforms?
Yes.
All right. I feel like in the flashback, we went to like a thrift store, like near the port where we knew there were going to be a lot of uniforms. And we bickered for a couple of minutes about which ones to get. And I was led into, I picked the blue uniforms because I thought they accentuated my body better. And we were between two uniforms in particular. And
I was saying red, but you decided to go blue.
We went blue because I won the equivalent of the rock, paper, scissors contest, whatever it is in this universe.
Shoulder, knee, crotch.
Rock, paper, ghost?
Rock, paper, ghost. Crotch. Ghost, crotch. All
right. So you're all wearing blue uniforms, but they're definitely not in blue. They're in gray, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
I'm wearing it over my red frock coat.
Right. He doesn't believe you in the slightest. He's going to pull out his sword. I've had enough of this nonsense. I hear this monkey upstairs. There's rocking in the boat. I'm done with this.
So, all right, can Captain. I turn around and wreck him now?
Wreck him, Captain.
I'm gonna wreck him. Do I have any modifiers for that? I have one, so can I? So just I roll one. I have one dot for a wreck.
I think if you click on the actions and click wreck, it should take into account all of your proficiencies.
Oh, okay. So I don't need to add a modifier.
No.
Oh, fuck. This game really tough.
You swing and try to hit him, but Lieutenant Lightfell is a strapping man, and he's been in his fair fights. So he dodges your blow, and in return, pops you one right in the chin, and you're going to take a level 1 harm, bruised chin / ego.
His ego did need to come down a little bit. I'm not even mad about that.
Just while you were doing that, Brandon, everyone, the boat did sink a little bit more. So you guys, it says lower deck guards. I don't know how to change this right now. But you have a level eight progress clock. And when that thing is full, the ship's going down. Do you guys see it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try and change. Oh, here we go. Boat sinking.
I changed it. You have to get, if you double click, right click on it, you pull up the token itself.
Ah, okay.
They're separate for some reason. Okay. Well, now we're kind of in a brawl.
Yeah.
He's definitely ready to brawl, but he's only punched Clyde.
Oh, I thought he was a captain just pummeling him.
No, it was one, and he all hates because he sucker punched me.
Well, you rapiered him.
I got sucker punched. Are you playing by the queen's rules, man?
No, I.
I'm gonna jump on his back
and just hold him.
No, yeah, just like yeah. Well, I mean, try to like. Because it looked, at least where, I don't know if this is accurate on the map, but he must have turned to face the captain. So I'm just going to like jump and try to like grab onto him just in like a dirty fight sort of way.
Okay. That's kind of like a skirmish.
Okay.
You're skirmishing with him. So let's see how well you do.
I can't imagine my skirmish is very good.
I thought my record was better. Lad.
All right. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, because you said you had zero, right?
I must. Yeah.
Zero. Yeah. Zero. So you start punching on him, and you're beating him, and you're kind of hitting him, and it's definitely right slowing him down. He's got a level 4 damage here, or 4 progress part. So you definitely hurt him, and he's definitely slowed down and winded, but he goes, and, like, Hulk, like, rips you off and just, like, flings you. No. So you're also going to take level 1 damage, bruised ribs, and bruised ego.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to pick up a rutabaga and throw it at him.
What is that going to do?
Well, I'm going to hurt him, hopefully.
All right.
Yeah, I guess. Is that like, are you doing it from a distance or pretty close?
Well, I don't know how far the rutabaga is, so I would like to say distance.
Okay. I think that'd be kind of like hunt, you know, because you're kind of using your skills as a trained marksman. Or okay, whatever you are, since you're a scout.
A scoot.
All right. A scoot. Risky standard?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Not good.
You miss, he picks up a rutabaga and he tosses it right back at you. Bruised head, bruised ego, level 1. Although you don't take level 1 harm, so just take 1 stress.
Okay.
But I imagine it bounces off like the middle of your forehead and your eyes go cross and you fall down.
Yeah, you chuck it at him and it just like it just misses him and he stops and just right between the eyes.
This old man's harder than the demon.
This is going great.
I think we're doing a great job. So you guys have kind of formed a perimeter around him, if you can kind of see. So he's kind of bouncing between the three of you, waiting for one of you to attack.
Can I pull my rapier out?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
All right, and I'm going to attack him with my rapier. I'm just going to keep, know what? I keep failing. I'm just going to keep trying over and over and over again. You know, what's that, racket?
That's finesse.
Insanity?
Is that finesse?
It's finesse, because, like, you're not just, like, trying to hit him. You're trying to, like, actually, like, do things with some level of skill.
I'm going to finesse his guts all over the floor. Finesse. Yeah. Finesse his guts. Finesse his guts.
All right. You tell me how you finesse his guts.
Oh, I stab him right in the gut.
He's a pretty, pretty burly man. He doesn't quite fall all the way to the ground.
He just takes it? My God.
No, you stab him and he gets on his knees.
I thought he kind of like grabs his arm
and he's put his arm up. He's not dead, but you definitely have the best of him. He's He's not going anywhere now.
I thought it was like one of those things like when somebody stabs a sword at Superman and it just like bends against his stomach.
No, you jabbed him really good in the stomach. If he doesn't get some medical attention, he is for sure going to die.
Wow. Oh, he's going to die when this boat goes under.
We got to get him to a hospital.
He's going down with the ship. I would like to grab, I mean, if this is accurate, there are some pictures of barrels. I'd like to hit him over the head with a mm-hmm. barrel.
Oh, Donkey Kong style.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let's do that. Yeah, go ahead and... I don't even think you need to roll anything for that. He's so weak, but go ahead and do wreck.
All right.
And give yourself plus one because he's... Give yourself plus one because he will not see this coming.
No, he's distracted. Oh, right. That was close. I saw the 4 and 3 and I was like, oh, no.
You take the barrel and you smash it over his head. Lights out. Lieutenant Farrell, Lightfell, is gone.
His first name's Farrell?
Farrell Lightfell.
Oh, Lightfell. I keep saying Lightfoot.
If I could read your mind, love, what a story my heart would tell.
He's definitely dead. You definitely, that was the killing blow.
Can I search his
body? The barrel, though, not the sword. So I can't be held accountable for his death. That's good.
No one's seen
as
this.
You guys are staring at his dead body, somewhere off in the distance, you hear the ringing of bells.
Oh, no. I want to search his body for the keys.
Do you hear that?
It's bells.
That's creepy.
Why are the bells ringing? You guys have lived in this town longer than I have. Why are the bells ringing?
Oh, could be. I mean, do I know why the bells are ringing?
Do I have a flashback?
The bells are ringing because every time somebody dies in Duskovel, they have to come and claim his body before he becomes a ghost. And there are... certain magical elements that notify the proper authorities, and the bells are a reminder are that. That's what the bells are.
Why did you kill him?
Yeah, Chuckles, what
I
were you thinking?
I thought that's what we agreed on. You stabbed him.
But he wasn't morally. Dead. He wasn't dead yet.
I thought that's what we were doing. I thought we were going to kill him.
We got to get out of here. You don't understand what we just did. Get out of here.
Okay, Squish wants to take his uniform.
Squish strips him, mindful of the bloody mess that is now his head, and takes his uniform.
Okay, does it have any keys?
God, this is sounding awful like Sarn Turbo right now.
Yes, there are two sets of keys.
I can't really search him. Does he have grenades?
I would like
but he does have a sword. Back.
I toss the sword at the captain. Not at him.
What are you doing?
To him.
No. he has to roll. What end does he catch?
Yeah. Roll your finesse, Brandon. What end do you catch?
Do I have to? All right.
All right. He died because I threw a sword at him.
You catch it right at the end and you make a really cool maneuver.
I carve my initials into the wood.
What are your initials?
CF
AFC.
I would like to go try to find the captain. I assume he's under lock and key.
She is under lock and key.
Shame on you.
Yes.
Squish.
It's Dawn's hammer.
Oh, Captain.
She's Dawn.
Fair enough.
I thought that was his last name.
Is now a quarter of the way sunk, but yes. So the captain is in the aft of the ship on the same level that you are.
We need to find her.
Well, Squish, you're ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just get to the back, and in the very back room, what looks like a brig, it's got some bars on it, you see Dawn. Let me send you guys a better picture of Dawn.
Donder.
Dawn is a tall, broad-shouldered woman with a luxurious blonde beard, smoking a cigarette.
She's a woman with a beard?
It's a strange world, Doskovel.
True. I can't.
And she goes, "What now?"
"We're helping you get out."
"Excellent. Open the door."
"What do I get out of it?"
"What are you talking about? We're supposed to help him get out of here."
"Listen,
this was your idea. You didn't..."
"Let me do it."
I feel like Squish got replaced by Sarn again. I mean,
listen, if I know my ship well enough, one of you just sent Schmier up to the top deck, and that idiot, he never could load the cannons right. Well, how do you think he died? He was the cabin boy. He was just swabbing the poop deck, and one time we have him go load the cannons, and he backfires, and it hits him instead. And if I'm not mistaken, that just happened. This ship is sinking. And do you want dead bodies on your hand? Besides, my crew.
You got one. Dee, what's another? Dee,
Ernst. I have to get out."
"Okay, how many cigarettes do you have?"
"How many cigarettes do I have?" And she opens up her pocket and she's like, I don't have it. Oh, and she pulls out a cigar case. She goes, "Will this work?"
"You just forgot you had a cigar case?" "Yes.
It was Dee Dee's birthday present."
"Oh, okay. I unlocked the cage then."
"Don't you feel a little guilty taking that monkey's cigars away?"
"No. On his birthday." "No, my plan is to give the ape cigars."
"That's brilliant. We're going to have a new crew member on the part of the Bill Pratt buddies soon enough."
Dawn walks out. Dawn is a very tall, broad-shouldered individual, 6 foot tall, broad-shouldered, big girl with a beard.
I am amazed at her beard.
She kind of pushes you guys to the side and starts striding up to the forefront of the ship to go climb the ladder to go up front. And she sees Lightfell and she just, "Asshole.
You're welcome."
"I'm going to scurry.
I did that. I murdered him."
"Now you're taking credit?"
"I'm just joking." "Just kidding. Relax. You can have your..."
I follow Dawn.
"Who's taking the cargo?"
"Wait.
Both me.
Captain Dawn. Both
two of us."
"One wrinkle here. We need this cargo."
"All right.
Can you help?
I can't really let you have it. It was for Chef Roselle, and they've already blown up my ship. I'm going to need something to..."
"You know Chef Roselle?
Pay me back for something." "Of course I know Chef Roselle. She's my best friend.
Chef Roselle.
Oh.
She's who sent us.
You guys are you working? You're working for her?"
"Yeah, she sent us to save you from this ship."
"Why didn't you say something?" And she takes the cargo in one hand, over her shoulder, rips open the ladder, and starts climbing the ladder one-handed.
"What a woman.
I turn to Captain. I turn to Captain and chuckles him, and I go, "Dibs."
All right. So you're going to make your way up to the midship. Maybe we should take a break. I'll get all your pieces set up, because there's a shit ton of people up here right now. So.
Oh, boy.
Squish. Good thing she doesn't know that Roselle did not mention her at all.
Yeah. Mum's the word on this one.
Nice. I wonder if
they came.
What? Oh.
I gotta put you in the file with all the rest of the family.
What? So. Let's go to said he got his too.
They're probably wondering who's this best selling author.
Yeah, best selling. And I'm taking my time, 'cause I'm moving along.
You'll forget about me after I've been gone. And I'll take what I find. I'm just outside of your front door.
Meow, 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 meow.
Did I hear meow? You know what they say, where there's cats, there's cat food.
Oh, he's getting excited now. Did any of the crates have cat food in them?
Unfortunately, I feel like caviar is as close to cat food as you're going to find on this particular ship.
You've said those that before.
Fancy-ass cats.
But I don't think that's true.
Could be not true.
That's the opposite of true.
Got you there.
Huh.
She gone.
No, I'm back. I'm just messing with my camera.
Oh.
Hold on. Now I'm leaving.
Rotated this lieutenant.
She's gone forever.
Forever.
Forever. Forever.
Junk boys.
Yes, I much prefer Junk Boys over.
I came up with another one. How about the Build Rat buddies?
Build Rat?
Build Rat.
What is a bilge?
It's where we're hanging out right now.
Sewage?
No, it's where the water goes in the ship. It's the bilge.
The water stays out of the ship.
Not all the time. It's definitely flooding where you guys are.
So I just Googled this, too. It says the area on the outer surface of a ship's hull where the bottom curves to meet the vertical sides.
That's where the rats live.
I'm really doubting your ability to be a captain.
That was out of character. But I agree with you.
I stick with my statement.
As Brandon, I agree with you.
Okay.
Ah, ship's so big. All right. Well, you guys come up to the midship. You're in the forward section.
Are we bringing any boxes with us?
We got to bring the kit. Oh, no.
No, Dawn took got the one. Box. Yeah. Do we need to take more?
So all you had to get was the caviar.
Okay.
If you want to take more, you are more than welcome to. You could take home. Do you want a box of Rutabagas to take home? Like a little treat like bag.
Would you like one of us carry Rutabagas?
Neither of you are like or any of you, I guess, are like particularly giant people. You're all pretty normal sized, right?
Squish, I mean, maybe is bigger.
I'm part demon.
Oh, I'm strong. I'm pretty sized. I'm all sized.
The two of you probably could carry one.
Oh, no. I'm not that worried about rutabagas.
Okay. Yeah, you'd have to carry them together.
Yeah. Oh.
I thought it was Crandall.
Crandall.
Okay, I follow up the ladder.
All right. You guys are in the fore of the ship. And this time, because, you know, you're paying a little bit more attention, you can see that there are three other people locked away in rooms. There's Ernst, Tarnit, and Peeway.
Are we supposed to be on the half or the second?
Oh, level? Are you guys? Hold on. Yep. There you go.
Okay. Oh, here we are. Oh, I see. I remember this up here now.
And they're locked away?
Yep, they're in rooms. They can see you, and they see the captain. Ernst in particular. Ernst is a really tall, heavy-set guy, broad shoulders, older man. And he goes, "Huh, Captain Dawn, finally! We tried yelling to these guys, but they definitely didn't hear us. Or maybe we weren't yelling too loud. Doesn't matter. Come let us out."
Squish, I believe you have the keys.
They go and open the doors. But not right. To Peeway.
Aw.
All right, Peeway, you too.
You
silly Peeway, son of a bitch.
Peeway is a very thin, tall man, and half of his face is very disfigured. And he's like, "Why? Why would you? Why you gotta pick on me?"
"I didn't know you were disfigured. Now I feel bad."
So
I didn't mean it, sweet.
We know why he's...
I turn to Captain and go, "He's our scapegoat."
Never mind, Peeway. He's our new cabin boy after the accident, you know. With me.
Sweepy?
With Schmier. Schmier! Schmier, he was a good man. Didn't know how to load a cannon, though.
Good ghost, though. Takes orders well.
Oh, he was a good man. He took orders, too. He just was dumb. All right, yeah, well, let's see. And Dawn starts counting. She goes, 5, 6. Well, there's 6 of us, and she looks into the middle section of the ship where you guys can just kind of see down the steps there. The 4 guards from below are now up there, so there's 8 guards. 4 of them are desperately trying to keep water out of the ship. They're bucketing, taking buckets and tossing the water. Hold on. There we go. And 4 of them have Didi cornered in the back of the ship, swords pointed in his direction, and he is just wild and crazy-eyed, and Dawn goes, "Oh, my poor Didi. Can't believe they treat him like this. You're supposed to be getting him to stop smoking, boys. Who gave him one?"
"What? Why was,
was that you, Squish?
A box of cigarettes or cigars?"
"Listen, he can have his vices, but he needs to know when and where is appropriate to smoke. You can't be smoking on the ship all the time. It's made of wood."
"What, wood?
With explosive material on it?"
"I didn't... Exactly. He needs to know when and where."
"All right. Well, can I grab the box, or the humidor?
The humidor?
the box of cigars from Dawn?"
"Yeah, go ahead and take them."
"All right." And then I start waving my hands around frantically in the air. And then, like, I hold up the box and I open it to show the cigars inside to Dee Dee. Hopefully I get Dee Dee's attention.
I feel like that's that scene from that one show or that one movie where What's-His-Face is holding up the stereo.
Oh, Johnny Cusack.
It's like a song.
16 Candles.
Like holding up. Yeah, well, is it? That's not 16 candles, is it? No.
It's one of
anyway. 16 candles, but
I've never seen 16
candles. At any rate, the point is there. And it's, yeah.
Dee Dee sees you and he sees the cigars, but as he tries to kind of push forward, the 4 guards holding him kind of push him back towards the back of the ship. They don't see you yet.
I'm going to go run over and try to save Dee Dee.
All right, how would you like to save Dee Dee?
I'm going to do a flashback.
Okay.
Do when I was in the kitchen fake preparing a meal earlier. I grabbed, it was like a sachet of chili powder.
Why?
And, well, can I finish?
All right.
And I would like to open it up and throw it in the air over the guards.
But why would you bring chili powder?
For this reason.
Because it's tasty, and you can use it as a distraction.
Have you ever got chili powder in your eyes?
No, but also...
Squish has. It is painful.
So he just carries around chili powder and then throws it up into the air? What? It's no, not going to blow into his face?
This is a flashback.
Yeah, it's like, it just imagine he pocketed so some chili powder.
Yeah, he took a sachet of... chili powder.
Listen, Tiger, you've obviously never stolen anything before. It's not really, there's no sense to it.
Well, I'm just a little confused on flashbacks.
Not character.
The flashback is when I'm cooking, I'm looking at the shelf of spices. I'm looking at onion powder, garlic powder, tarragon, dill, chili powder. Huh. That hurts when it gets in your eyes. So I take it and I put it in my pocket.
All right.
This would make a good distraction.
And you've thrown it in the air at them.
Threw it in the air all over them and go, oh my God, there's another hole. And I point up. So they all look up.
All right. Let's see what your finesse is like so you don't get your own eyes burned out.
That's true.
Risky standard?
Yeah. It
kind of seems desperate.
All right, let's make it desperate.
Right. Oh, that is in my eyes too.
You turn and the guards manage to avoid the chili powder, but you definitely get chili powder.
They avoided it.
All right, I'll agree with you. One of them gets chili powder straight up in the eyes. He's down. He's crying. He's trying to rub his eyes out. The rest of them notice what's happening and back up pretty quickly. You definitely get some in your eyes, too. So,
boys, I need help.
I got
level one, burned eyes, I guess.
What about his ego?
All right. Well, I don't take level one, so another stress.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so you just take a stress.
Okay. I'm also... wriggling around on the floor, cigars strewn about me. But, oh my God, this backfired so bad. Guys, I need help. Boys, help me. Help.
How do you guys respond?
Well, I would like to...
He needs some milk.
Oh, does anybody have milk? You can milk me.
Is there a cow on this boat?
I think I would still be hanging back because, you know, I'm kind of small, so I'm not rushing into stuff.
Why am I rotating?
Oh, that's me. I'm so sorry.
You've been rotating everything.
I know. It's because I'm trying to, like, zoom in, and if I don't press the right thing, it just rotates someone.
Oh, there's a setting for that. You can change.
I'll have to change that.
Yeah. I think to.
It did make sense that I was rotating because I'm rolling around on the ground.
There you go.
I have to lock all of the tokens because otherwise, all the players will just keep rotating themselves. This has been a problem for us in the past.
We did a lot of
rotating.
Captain. So, Chuckles, you're staying back, Captain.
But I was gonna say that. Is there something that I can finick with, like in the back, that like maybe if I loosen some ropes, it would dislodge and swing towards people in a damaging way?
There's a lot being held up on top of the ships by like netting. So if you want to like kind of tinker with that and cut it, you might be able to drop a lot of material onto their heads.
That's what I want to do, like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
All right. That's Looney Tunes.
All right. That's what
you've gone kind of quiet. Okay.
Nope, that was me. Sorry, Tinker, right?
Yeah.
All right. Tinker away at those ropes.
Tinker them ropes.
All right.
Damn right.
You tinker on the ropes, and all of a sudden, two of the guards look up just in time to see these bags of miscellaneous
corn.
I don't know, root vegetables, oranges.
Rutabagas. Just,
rutabagas.
They're suspended in the air.
They need to be kept, you know, above sea level. And
this is going to be a problem soon.
We are all above sea level by definition. We're on a boat.
For now.
Oh, right.
We're a quarter way to sunk.
More than that, it appears.
Well, this is for the midship guards. You've taken two of them out. Okay. With your shenanigans. So two are left shipping, or what do they call that? Bailing water. Three are left. Didi is no longer being held back. He's alive, and he makes a run for the cigars that Squish dropped.
He's just rolling around. Yeah, but Squish is covered in the cigars, so now he's being molested by this monkey.
Cigars and chili powder.
As you guys watch the frenetic frenzy in front of you, you realize the water is definitely up to shin deep now.
Oh, shin deep.
On the boat?
What is Dawn doing this whole time? And where are my other... Where, Pee-wee! Pee-wee! Help! Help, Pee-wee! I released you!
Are you commanding Pee-wee to come save you?
It's more of a plea, but sure.
A plea command.
All right.
There's sway. Is that different than...
There's sway, which is like you can convince them, like being like kind of like convincing.
Yeah, I'll try to sway Pee-wee or Ernst or Garnet.
The crew.
Any of them. I just want help.
All right, go ahead and sway them.
Oh, boy.
Captain, do you know any of these men? No, sir. No, I do not. but the captain, Ernst and the rest of the boys aren't going to come help you. They definitely heard you make fun of Pee-wee.
Fair enough. I deserve that.
Captain Clyde, you got any ideas?
Are there any ghosts around?
So there's the... Well, Schmier's upstairs. He blew out the... he's the one who made the hole in the midship.
Oh, I thought he disappeared.
Yeah, he's a green gas. Disappeared.
He's a gas. There are two down below. There is one that was banging on the door. And there was one, I think, just milling about somewhere.
I want to call the one that's banging on the door and see if he can come help us out. Like, fight for me.
You want to command him?
Yeah. I'm all out
command
of ghosts.
Command that ghost.
What?
Command that ghost.
Command that ghost. All right. Command. Do I have to attune with him first, or do I have to command?
No, I think you guys have a special ability where you can already see the ghosts. You don't have to attune.
All right. And then it's regular command. Okay. And roll.
Oh, yeah. You did attune last time, too.
Fuck, of course.
The ghost does not hear you. he ignores you, and in the meantime, the guards that were have now lost all interest in Squish, and they are rounding up on the rest of you.
You mean
they've ignored
the writhing in pain and cigars, Squish? They don't think he's a threat
anymore.
They're
ignoring them. they're not the five that are left have seen the five of you, and they know what to do. They're about to charge.
Captain Lightway?
Lightfell.
Yeah. Oh, what?
He's dead.
Oh, yeah, I got his uniform.
That is Captain Dawn.
Yeah.
What are we going to do here? I feel like maybe we ought to come up with a plan. I mean, are you guys fighting sailors, or But I don't know much about you, actually, now that I think about it. Are you just simple truckers of the sea?
Aside from what Chef Roselle told us about.
Oh, Captain yeah. Kong. No, she went way on about you, but it was mostly about your beard.
Beard?
Yes. She loves you.
Captain Dawn said, looks at her crew, and she looks at you two, and she goes, "Boys, this is our ship. We can't just let them take it." And she says, this is Dawn's hammer. And this," and she pulls out a large hammer from her side, "is my hammer." And she charges in.
Oh, I'm going to climb the mast.
To fight them. You're going to climb the mast?
Yeah, I'm going
to
say
that a sex joke?
No, you're on the second level. There's no mast. Yes.
What does that mean?
The mid-level doesn't have a mast.
The mast is on the top. That's on the big top. Hole where the sails are.
Oh, so we're still in... Okay, so we're inside.
You're still inside the ship.
Ah, okay. I just saw this. The ship. All right, so I don't climb the mast.
Dawn and the rest of her crew are going to engage these guards in combat and keep them distracted for a while you three figure out your next maneuver.
Okay, so Squish would like to, now that the water is, you said it was shin deep?
Yep, it's shin deep.
Oh, that's right. So okay. You're wet.
Yeah, I'm going to wash off the chili powder from my eyes.
Yeah, but it's salt water.
It's better than chili powder. I stand up because I'm wearing Lieutenant Lightfell's uniform and go, "As Lieutenant Lightfell, I demand all of you to attack Peeway. To attack that man, the disfigured man."
What?
He's our scapegoat.
Let's try it. See if you sway him.
Oh boy.
I think they're gonna, I don't know if one uniform is gonna sway them that he's Lieutenant Lightfoot. He's red. Yeah, and a
it's
demon.
Definitely desperate.
And a it's demon. Oh, I don't. Can I get a modifier for the uniform?
Yeah, -3.
You can get +1 for the uniform.
+1.
Yeah, you can get +1 for the uniform, but it is a very desperate, risky maneuver.
Yeah.
It works. Let's just say three of them, start attacking poor little Peeway. The rest of the gang kind of go to defend him instead. There's still two guards, though, that one goes towards Captain and Chuckles. The other one, who's not quite convinced, kind of hangs back by you, Squish.
Good thing I got Dee Dee right there.
Oh, that's right. Dee Dee can fuck shit up.
Yeah, Dee Dee
yeah,
probably has a poor relationship with Captain Lightfell.
Let's see. Dee Dee's gonna, we're gonna see what Dee Dee does. We're gonna just roll a random die.
Does she think that Squish is
Oh boy.
Dee Dee doesn't attack the guard, doesn't attack Squish either. Dee Dee's too busy focusing on the cigars to do much of anything. Dawn is gonna come out and says, "I can't believe you did that to Peeway." Poor little Peeway, he's so disfigured. Chuckles, Captain, you guys got a...
I'm gonna try combating that ghost again, because I am right. I'm having a fucking a cock block of magic right now. This has not been fair at all.
Okay.
That's both in character and out of character. God damn it.
That's in character, too.
It's like, "God damn you, ghost! Oh, baby!"
All right. So this guy's going to fight us, huh?
Yep. He lunges him for the two of you.
All right. If that's the way you want it, then that's the way you'll get it. And I will engage in combat with him.
That's how he wants it. That's how he gets it.
How would you like to fight him?
Oh, dirty.
Oh, okay. How do you fight him dirty?
I'm going to go right for his legs.
Gonna throw a rutabaga at his junk.
Yeah, I'm just gonna try to tackle his legs. I mean, I don't have the physical prowess. I gotta be slimy.
All right. So yeah, I guess that's a skirmish throw. Okay. See how well you do.
Is that the only? So let's say I just wanted to box him. Like, is that a different role? I guess
that'd be more like finesse. Okay. If you want to like actually fight clean.
Okay. No, this is definitely more of a skirmish.
You don't want to follow the Marcus of Doomsbury rules.
Yes, I know why you know that.
From Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah. But did you know Marcus or?
Yeah. He's the guy who was on the team is technically the guy who invented that.
Invited boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's kind of boxing.
Bare knuckle.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Well.
Wait, hold on. You rolled it under squish.
Well, mine is just as bad. So you have none on skirmish?
In skirmish, no.
Okay. I also have none in skirmish, so it would have been the same anyway.
Okay.
Thanks.
So you take the... You didn't roll very well, did you? Hold on.
No,
spectacularly, actually. You go to lunge for him, and he kicks you really, really hard. Your bruised ribs are now cracked ribs.
Oh, that's clinical.
Okay,
it's definitely booty.
Does that mean it's second level now?
Yeah, I would just think it's second up.
Can I throw a lightning hook on the guy who just kicked Squish? Or not Squish, Chuckles?
Yeah.
Isn't lightning rods for ghosts?
I mean...
It's still electric.
And it still have a hook on it.
And you're standing all in water.
Oh, he's going to zap everyone. Jump. I can't.
Yeah.
Needy, climb.
Let's throw your finesse and see how well you hook him. You should have two for finesse.
Should I?
Or wait, is it only one?
I only have one dot for finesse.
Oh, okay. You manage to grab him, but in doing so, you give everyone a mild electric shock. Everyone's going to take two stress.
Oh, boy. Bzzz.
Just enough to kind of wake you up.
Wakey, wakey.
It really pushes that chili powder out of your eyes.
Yeah, Squish, you were running on salt water, chili eyes, and now you're electrified.
It's fine.
My ribs, I think, are broken.
They're not broken. You're being a baby.
But they hurt so bad, and now I'm zapped.
They're bruised, and the zapping is good for you. It means it keeps you alive.
Dawn is going to try and help you out. We're going to roll random, see how Dawn does. Dawn's able to take out one guard, one that's attacking Peeway. She smashes him with her hammer. How dare you attack my Peeway?
Man, she really loves Peeway. If only she showed
everyone
the same
loves
affection.
Peeway.
Except, did she love Dee Dee as much as Peeway?
She got him cigars for his birthday.
It's almost like Peeway is Dawn's son.
Is it?
I don't know. It's what it seems like.
I always thought she was a lesbian.
It's the beard.
The water is still rising. It's now up to your knees.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Is Dawn still carrying the caviar for us?
No, she dropped that right by the ladder.
Ah. Okay. So we got, four guards left?
Four guards, water's halfway up the ship, or half is up to your knees.
Alright. I'm gonna throw a chef's knife out of my roll. It's in my... I'm gonna say it's in my load.
Okay.
I'm just imagining you during the course of this game turning into like a chef based assassin, like
it's been the whole time.
I know, but it's like it's definitely becoming more apparent.
A chef assassin.
It's like in any of those old James Bond films where the guy's just chopping away and all of a sudden
pulls a blender out of his back pocket and he starts blending people up.
But it's more like the scene in Kill Bill where he gets mad, Tori Hanzo gets mad and just throws the knife in the wall and it goes onto the metal, the magnet. So I'm going to throw that at a guard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Pee-Way.
No. Pee-Way's got enough troubles in his life.
And everyone all of a sudden loves Pee-Way.
Sorry. That's a hunt throw.
Hunt? Okay. Hunt. I'm just looking for so my load is correct. I want to. But throwing knives. Add. Okay. Hunt. All right.
You hit the guard and he goes down. Hit him in the back.
You're welcome, P-Way. Don't forget this.
Which part?
Where I killed a guy. Oh, there should be so many bells going off.
These guys are down. They're not necessarily out.
Oh, okay.
But they're not getting back up anytime soon. So there are three guards left. There's one with Captain and Chuckles. There's still one kind of in the near Squish. There's one Dawn, P-Way, Turnit, and Ernst. Take him on. I'm going to do a... Oh shit, these guys are useless. They're keeping this other guy engaged, but they are definitely taking a little bit of damage, especially poor Tarnit, who's not very very much of a fighter.
That's fine. Save P-Way.
You went from
Captain Chuckles.
Captain, we need to tag team this guy. Get out of your ghost world. The ghosts aren't gonna help you. You have to stay here in the real world. I'll get behind him and you push.
He's got two rapiers.
No, we're going fucking slapstick on this. I'm
doing it.
Yeah.
Teamwork makes a dream work.
Yes.
Yar.
Yar. Are you going to do the classic one of you bends over and the other one pushes him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Roll a team finesse roll.
All right.
You do it. You push the guard over. He goes toppling behind you. He breaks his leg. And the two of you are now free to go help your friend.
Yeah, the gangrene got him, presumably.
Scurvy.
The gangrene gang.
Yeah. All right. And then... We go out into the... What is that, the mid deck?
Yeah. Well, you're in the mid ship, but if you want to go in like the center area, yeah.
All right. Hello.
Why did you not come when I was calling for you?
I
needed help.
I did help you. Remember, crushed those guys. Didn't. I thought that mask was going to fall on you.
What mask?
Well, whatever it is that I unhooked that fell earlier.
Oh, the ropes?
Storage.
You and
the
ropes.
Storage. Oh, yeah, it was rutabagas. I thought that would have helped you.
It didn't.
Well, okay,
it
but I tried.
Terrible.
I tried.
Why are you covered in chili powder?
It's a long story.
What are you,
I'll
some kind of taco?
Squish, or not
a squishy
squish,
taco.
Dee Dee has gathered up all of his cigars and he kind of comes walking over with his little chimp feet and he starts handing them out to you guys.
Oh my god.
Are we celebrating
this
already?
This is amazing.
No, but this is so sweet. Are we celebrating already?
These wet, wet cigars.
Dee Dee, are you pregnant?
There is still one guard left between the four of you and then one that Tarnished Ernst, P-Way, and Dawn are taking care of.
All right.
So I take it out.
We'll have to fight. I guess it's 3-on-1 at this point. Unless Squish isn't fighting anymore.
No, but I was going to suggest that me and Juckles go get the caviar
and just leave
and let Captain deal with the guard.
I mean, he can keep the boat, right? We don't care about the boat.
No.
So
what
we don't
captain are we talking about? Because I'm
you, the most. All you, right. The
oh, I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking captain. About Dawn.
No, me and you should go get the caviar
and leave the captain to die.
He's got Dee Dee.
He's gonna try to summon another ghost. Every time we turn around, he's trying to summon another ghost. He's not doing a very good job today.
He's got to learn his lesson.
The ghost weather is poor today.
I try to summon another ghost.
All right. Command that, a ghost.
That same one.
I just look over right after Chuckle says that and go, yeah, you're right. Let's stay and help this poor bastard.
I'm having some kind of midlife crisis. I think that's what the point of my character is going through right at this point in the game. Goes, what the hell?
Every time I try to do something cool in front of my new friends.
Every time I try to do something cool.
So are you guys going back to the four of the ship and you're going to grab the loot?
No, I'm going to summon a ghost.
Okay.
No, I'm not summoning a ghost. I hate ghosts. I don't even believe in ghosts, really. Which is the central tension between me and the captain.
Yes, I start walking back. Excuse me, Pee-wee, right behind. I walk towards the crate that was dropped.
I mean, they're still fighting that guy. And
that's 4-on-1. They're fine. They got... Oh, boy.
Wow. They really are not doing great.
That was an awful roll.
Pee-wee goes down. Pee-wee's injured, and... You just you hear Dawn go, no, Pee-wee, and this is finally summoned Dee Dee from his slumber. Dee Dee goes absolutely apeshit. He grabs the guard nearest to him, drags him down into the salt water, and just starts thrashing him into the ground, monkey style, like a coconut, just bashing his head in.
Oh my god, it's like Travis the chimp. Remember that? Oh my goodness.
He gives his mighty chimp scream. And he runs and he grabs the final guard next to Pee-wee and destroys him as well with a quick just jab with his mighty chimp teeth. And it is now all of you are just watching this horrific scene as this ape is just beating the crap out of this poor man.
Oh my god. I want Dee Dee to come with us.
I don't think I do. That thing's going to kill us in our sleep.
We are not going to be able to wrangle that thing.
You just need cigars. And luckily he gave me one.
I don't think it's a good idea. I think he is a wild card. And we already have a wild card. We can't have two wild cards. It's too many wild cards.
It's so fun though. All right, let's grab the case.
All right.
And the monkey.
Ape.
All right. Dee Dee, come on.
All right, I will grab the caviar with you.
Okay. We grab the caviar.
Grab the caviar, and Captain?
Yeah, I'm going with, I guess.
Okay. You guys go up to the top deck.
Are there more guards up here?
Yeah, there's the ones that you guys started with. Right. Now, they have heard all of this ruckus and rumors. What they're not expecting is for the three of you to come out sopping wet, carrying a bag of caviar, and followed closely behind you is a giant woman, two rugged-looking sailors, and a maniac chimp.
Two monkeys.
Just one monkey. There's four of them, and what, eight of you, something like that?
So they're going to surrender?
They should just jump off the ship.
We should give him a mean look.
Okay. You're just gonna mean mug him?
Yeah.
Roll for mean mug.
My mean mug is pretty bad because my eyes are bloodshot.
Yeah, but you have sharp teeth.
Sharp teeth, bloodshot eyes. My eyes are typically white, but now it's just veins of red going through them.
Give me your best, give me your group sway roll. Squish, you can get an advantage because you look like shit.
Ouch. Ouch.
Risky. You just said you look terrible.
I did say that. Alright.
Brandon, you too.
I did already.
No. You did. Oh, okay. Oh. So we got a six.
You got a six. One of them jumps off immediately. He's gone.
Well, hold on. It's a five. Well, alright. This brings up an interesting point. Because Captain doesn't have any sway.
So it's
do we go with his two or my five?
Your five.
You go with the highest, which is five. But it, okay. Did everyone roll, Captain?
Yeah.
I thought I did, yeah.
Yeah, no, Captain rolled, that's but five. He has a six and a two because he has nothing in sway. So do we go with the two or since he rolled a six?
No.
You know, I would say we'd go with the two because he's like, we take the low, in sense. His case, you take the lowest. So yeah, it would be a two. Okay. I'm so going to say that you still have one of them who jumps ship, but there's still three and they don't even give it a second notice. They just start attacking you. One of them goes for Dawn. One of them's going to go for the captain. And one of them, because Squish, you are fairly terrifying. One of them goes for Chuckles.
Right,
here he is.
Ouch.
I'm on top of the ship, right? Can I use this thing called Tempest that I have?
I guess.
What does it do?
It says I can push myself to do one of the following: unleash a stroke of lightning as a weapon, summon a storm in your immediate vicinity, like torrential rain, roaring winds, heavy fog, chilling frost, snow, etc.
Okay, so you're going to basically summon a bunch of lightning and strike everyone? Or strike your enemies?
Yeah, strike the one guy coming at me.
Okay, yeah, so go ahead and roll wreck, and then because you push yourself, you get one extra die.
All right, wreck.
And a stress,
right? And a stress.
And a stress.
What's a stress? How do I do that?
When you push yourself, you take one stress, but then you get a bonus die.
Okay. So this one, it's just roll rack and then plus one die?
Yeah. So you should roll two.
All right, I'll add the stress to your sheet.
You managed to hit the guard closest to you, but because you are still covered in lightning or covered in water, you do shock yourself as well.
But not Chuckles, miraculously.
Not Chuckles, miraculously. So you're going to take an extra stress.
Two stress?
Yeah.
Well, I tried. Woo!
The guard closest to Dawn, I'm just going to have everyone beat up on him. Dawn, Ernst, and then turnt.
Well, my plan was to... what I wanted to do was kind of like attack that guard.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. With one of my...
However you'd like to.
My throwing knife.
All right, so that'll be a hunt.
Okay. All right.
You hit him. He doesn't go down all the way since it's a... partial, but he's definitely weakened and is not going to follow you if you guys decide to abandon ship.
No, I want to yell at Dawn and go downstairs and get P-Way.
What is your obsession with P-Way?
Because now I'm convinced that it's Dawn's son. And he might be P-Way. The hammer. Go get P-Way. I got this handled.
She's going to rush down the stairs to go grab P-Way.
P-Way.
Chuckles?
So I'm being attacked.
Yeah, he's charging you.
Okay. I don't think I've described any of my load, but I think something that I could have is...
That you do have.
Right. I'm going to say I have knives in my boots.
Okay.
Sneaky cannon boys.
Yes, exactly. And I'm going to, like, crouch, like I'm getting ready to, like, take him as he's rushing me, and then surreptitiously grab this knife, and I'm going to just shank him.
Okay. So, like, a finesse. So you're kind of, like, whipping it out and, like, shoot, you know.
I'm not going to throw it.
Cutting
but
him right as he... Yeah. No, but, like, right as he's coming at you, right. You know. It right. takes some amount of skill. Yeah. Okay. So go ahead and throw finesse.
All right. Oh, you bastard.
You drop the sword, and the guard kicks it away from you.
Good thing I have more than one. All right, so then I guess I just have to start fighting him with my fists.
Sure, you can do that. Before you do, Dawn comes rushing back up the stairs, and in her arms she has Pee-wee. She's carrying him kind of, you know, bridal style. Pee-wee's not looking great, but he's not dead. And she goes, Pee-wee, you were good to me, Pee-wee. She kind of shakes him a little bit.
How tragic.
Wait, why did we bring that dead boy up here?
No, he's not dead. Right?
Not yet.
Oh, boy.
The guard that's closest to you, Squish, he's starting to stand up, trying to regain his footing. You cut hit him with a knife, though, so he's pretty weakened.
All right. I guess I'll just. I'm gonna punch him.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me check my load because I think I've got. I did a normal load. So, I'm gonna again roll out my knife kit and pull out a chef's knife.
All right, chuck it.
How many chef's knives do you have?
It says he can have six up on his load. I think he's only used three.
Three. Risky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No. Yeah, you're right. You hit him. He goes down. And somewhere in the distance. You hear the bells again.
Oh. That one's on me, guys.
Oh, wow. You killed someone. Even though we agreed we would never kill anyone, because now I think the big daddies are coming out to steal the souls.
They're soul juice.
The soldiers.
Captain Clyde, what are you doing?
I just got electrocuted, so I'm not really sure what I'm doing. I'm a little shocked. it's for serious. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. What's the situation around me? What am I looking at?
So you're down to one guard who's trying to beat up on Chuckles. Squish just killed a man. The other sailors besides Pee-wee are just kind of mulling about. Dawn's carrying Pee-wee, and Dee Dee hasn't done anything.
I'm going to summon a ghost. I gotta keep trying.
Why did you even ask what was going on? You were just going to summon a ghost.
Just to make sure.
I think it's safe to say that, like, every other session we have,
Captain
is going to roll good, bad, good, bad.
I'm imagining that he's going like this with his fingers and just smoke and like nothing is coming out. It's just like dust.
That's exactly how it feels. And I
dust
swear this
is just
never
coming
happened.
out of his fingers.
This has never happened before. It's just,
yeah,
I've been under a lot of stress lately.
Right.
And, you know, it's been such a long time.
Yeah, but where'd the lighter fluid
completely
come from?
Limp fingers.
completely limp fingers.
That's kind of, well, yeah, you know it works because I go get Count Dooku fingers, which is like, that's how you know it works. When it's not, it's just limp.
Limp. Okay.
I need to fix that. What is wrong with that? I need to, like, maybe next time I XP up, I gotta fix that because that's not going well, for me.
What do you have to roll for summoning ghosts?
Command.
So if he wants to just attune, yeah, to command them because he can already see them, so his attune is pretty good. But it's, yeah, it's commanding them.
So command and attune is what you'll need.
Yeah,
but at this point,
I already got. Yeah.
Well, if we ever get out of this, we're gonna work on you. We're gonna work on training your command.
Thank you. I appreciate
me and
that,
you. We'll just go to the gym and just do commands.
You and me, you and him.
Yeah, because this is, I got to tell you, this is real sad.
I got to imagine, like, I'm just sitting there on the ground, like, kind of like with my legs all sprawled out, kind of like with my arms being like wet, and just like really like pathetic,
just catatonic.
Like, oh, I'm having such a rough time.
Chuckle cut. Dee Dee kind of wanders over to you and just kind of pats you on the head.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's great. But I, my bruised ribs are now cracked ribs, and I'm losing this fight. So unless you got another soggy cigar or, you know, something else cool.
Are you trying to tell Dee Dee to do something?
No, I am not talking to that monkey. I'm going to try stabbing again.
Right. I am not talking to that
go
monkey.
Ahead and try finessing him again with your stab.
There can be only one small hairy person in this crew.
And that's Squish.
And that's Squish.
Squish isn't
that's
small Squish. Though, right?
Squish. Squish.
No, it's ironic.
I see.
Squish.
My stab is unsuccessful yet again.
He dodges your blow and manages to kind of slap you upside the face.
Oh.
I go ahead and take a level 2, I don't know, stung cheek. Actually, you know what? Just take an extra stress.
Stung cheek. Level 2, stung cheek.
And what about my ego? Also cheek. Stunned?
Still bruised.
It's cracked now.
Oh, that's true.
Cracked.
It's your
ego.
Ribs that are cracked.
All right, Squish is done with this. He just pulls
a frying pan out of his ass.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, he pulls out a rolling pin from inside his coat jacket.
Pulls out a giant fucking pizza pan.
He's just going to throw every single knife he has at this last guard.
And a stone.
Right.
And
a cheese grater.
Go ahead and throw your hunt. Grater. Give yourself an extra bonus for throwing all of what you got at him.
Turned out he had a potato peeler in his sock, and he just starts just peeling the skin.
In the face.
The guard goes down. He's dead. The bell tolls again.
You guys are fucking useless.
That's not true.
You can't summon a ghost. You can't stab someone that's right next
to
you.
I don't call myself the stabbing pirate.
No, because you haven't stabbed anything.
Right.
There could be a rutabaga sitting in front of you. You wouldn't even hit it.
You don't need to stab a rutabaga. You can just eat it right off the cob.
That, we have to have a talk later. That is... That is... Not how rutabagas work.
What is a rutabaga, by the way?
It's a root vegetable.
Oh.
It's like a jicama.
I'm not sure I know what a rutabaga is.
It's the opposite of a platabaga.
Oh, boy.
Get it?
No.
Because a rutabaga is bad mannered.
All right.
Get it, a platabaga?
I'm glad you're still with us, Captain Clyde.
And the last bell kind of tolls, You guys look around at the general carnage around you. The boat is definitely listing to one side. There are a couple of dead guards on the ground, if one that jumped off, one that's just laying there and hoping you guys don't notice that he's not moving. Dawn looks at you and looks around her ship, and she goes, "Well, shit. That was rough."
Yeah. Your boat isn't completely sunk yet.
No, I suppose it is in port. We can definitely try to repair before she goes down completely.
Oh, good. You got it all taken care of. All right, well, we'll see you later. And then we grab
the caviar and leave.
As you guys start to leave, Dee Dee follows you for a second and looks at you longingly from the port.
And I just look at Dee Dee and nod my head like, "Come on, you silly scams. Come on."
So we're going to steal their monkey?
Yeah.
First off, he's an ape. Second off, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we sank their boat and we're skirting the part where we help them fix the boat. And
it's
we're
not
stealing the monkey.
Boat?
No, he's with the crew, though.
They're going to think the monkey went down with the ship.
No, they can see us steal the monkey.
Dee Dee, before he like leaves completely, he looks back at Captain Dawn, who just nods to him and says, "You're your own man now, Dee Dee. Your debt's repaid."
Okay, I'm going to have a conversation with
about money management.
Turns out the monkey's got a fucking gambling problem too that we didn't know about. But that's for future. That's for future installments. Turns out what if the monkey's got like an in with loan sharks?
You know, he's trying to come over and just like break his legs.
Well, they got to come to the junk fort to get him.
Yeah. That's where we live.
Yeah, I love it. This is great.
But we got a maniac ape.
Yeah, we got a fucking we got a secret weapon up our hands. You know, we can go all nuclear on him.
When things get bad, you know, you can always count on the monkey.
It's pronounced nuclear.
Nuclear. You mean it's nuclear? Well, that's not a word, but yes.
All right. Well, how are you guys taking this caviar back to Chef Roselle? You just going to carry it through town?
Discreetly.
I think maybe we're taking turns because, it's a two-man job to carry this caviar, right? So we have to keep rotating who's carrying it.
Yeah.
One of you just sits on it while the other two carries it. I can see that. Chuckle's just sitting on it while... Poor Captain is squished.
Yeah. While DD and Captain carry the crate of caviar.
Quit whipping us. Or I will sick the monkey on you.
You can't summon a ghost?
I can summon the monkey.
No, the monkey is mine. Ape is mine.
Well, then I'll ask you politely, Squish, to sick the monkey on him because he's whipping us.
We'll cross that bridge.
We are crossing a bridge.
After much bickering, you make your way to the Golden Plum, and Chef Roselle is still there in the back, and surprisingly, she's surprised to see you. I didn't think you guys would make it back.
You didn't believe in us?
A little confidence you have in us. Not only did we come back with the caviar, we got an ape.
That is a health code violation.
He's not cooking.
He is in the kitchen.
We're not serving food.
Well, not yet, but with your guys' help, with your fine help, we'll be able to soon. Thank you guys so much. And she goes to kind of take the box from you.
Can she carry it with one hand or by herself?
No, but she definitely doesn't want the monkey in her restaurant much longer.
I was going to say, it was going to be very emasculating if she just goes, yep, and just picks up the crate and walks away.
She is a powerful woman.
Yeah.
If I, well, I suppose I owe you something. She opens up the crate. She manages to get a big crowbar and just opens up the crate and hands you each a can of caviar and even gives one to Dee Dee.
Who greedily eats it immediately.
Just rips it open, sucks it in.
Slurps it up.
He is going to have a stomach issues tonight.
Yes. He's going to be shitting in our junk fort.
Well, that's why we have a poop
chute. Good thing we got the hole.
It all comes around. It all came back around, full circle.
I'm not even going to talk about the poop chute. I never agreed to that.
Nobody agreed to it, but it's there.
You don't agree to a poop chute that just happens to you?
It did. Yeah. we woke up after hearing some song and poop shoot.
I think I got a critical on that roll.
We didn't roll for poop shoot.
Wait, I also think I go up to Chef Roselle and go, I also think there was mention of drapes being involved in this deal.
We did talk about drapes. I wrote it down.
Take as many drapes as you like. They're thick and velvet and red and luxurious, and they were very expensive, but you can take as many as you like.
You know,
and free.
Yes, that was implied.
Yeah. And free.
You big idiot.
The Draper boys.
No. The Drapists.
That's so much better than mine. Because I didn't see it coming. I thought you were going to be like, no. Then you did that and you totally outdid yourself.
You know, for socially acceptable, I would cover myself in velvet.
So as you guys leave, you have towing behind you a monkey and carrying armfuls of drapes, red drapes.
And caviar.
A can of caviar in your pocket.
Are these caviar worth like one coin?
Yeah, if you sold them, you'd definitely make some money.
Well, okay. What did you said offhandedly that it was one can was worth 3 months' wages?
Yeah, that's one coin.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. We'll say that. We'll say each can is worth one coin.
Okay.
So you have four cans of caviar.
Yeah, but Dee Dee ate his.
No, I took it out of Dee Dee's hand.
Before his teeth penetrated the tin.
Yeah.
That seems about right.
You guys make yourself all the way home to the junk fort. You still haven't decided how to get back into it, but Dee Dee doesn't have a problem. He just manages to zip-zap his way in there. Climbed right up the poop chute. And made himself at home in your drapes.
I take one of the drapes and make a bed out of it.
What?
We have so many drapes, I made a bed out of it.
How do you make a... You mean a blanket?
You fold it up a lot. You fold it up a lot, and then you have like one flap open that covers you as the blanket.
So it's a sleeping bag.
Essentially.
Except with more layers.
Yeah. So there's, you know, cushion.
Okay.
So I'm not just sleeping on a hardwood floor next to a hole that we poop into.
Don't remind me. Are we splitting the drapes three ways, or are we splitting it four ways? Or did you take all of the drapes?
I took all of them.
Wow.
Wow.
You can convince me to do something with the other drapes.
He's just sitting on a big bed of drapes right now.
Yeah,
he's, like you asked, how like
he's sleeping on dirty laundry, just a pile of laundry.
Dee Dee has to sleep somewhere too.
I guess we didn't think about that. You sleep outside, Dee Dee.
You don't talk to Dee Dee that way.
He, kind of like a cat or a dog, just kind of puts himself in the drapes and then just kind of like walks into a few circles and falls down and falls asleep.
Bad monkey. You're an outside monkey.
You sleep on the roof.
Yeah. Or somewhere else.
He's your guard monkey. Guard. He sleeps outside.
Well, right now he's sleeping in the velvet with Squish.
Only every once in a while. This is not going to be an every night then.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
That's how they always say it. Oh, yeah. Only sleep in the bed once, and then 5 months later, there you are. Whatever. Everyone's monkey crowded in the...
Ape hair everywhere.
Have to get one of those Roombas.
Start saving.
Please avoid this giant hole.
Yeah, right. We just have to keep buying Roombas. It just keeps going down the hole.
Then we shit on it.
Well, we did it.
All right. You did it. You survived. And you were only mildly injured.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Yeah, I'm already asleep in the corner.
I'm very stressed.
I'm very stressed. And my ribs are in multiple pieces. I'm sure it'll work.
How many onions you got?
I still got plenty.